Hello.
Mark, Eddie Money, how you doing?
How you doing, Eddie Money?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm trying to play some golf. I'm kind of new with the game, but hey, I got five kids. I'll do anything to get out of the house, you know?
Well, I understand that very much. In fact, you mentioned you have five kids. How old are they?
Well, I got a 17-year-old. I wish he was paying his truck payments. Then I got my daughter's 15. She's been grounded for life. She's in some school for God knows what. And then I got the two boys out with me. Desmond's 11. He was born 9/2/92, Mark. And then I got my 13-year-old out with me. And our baby, who's not that, is 7. He's with my wife back in California.
Wow.
My wife's back in California with the two oldest and the youngest. And I got the two middle boys out with me.
Now, are any of them musically inclined like yourself?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. My son plays drums pretty good. Actually, both my boys play drums pretty good. Desmond is my 11-year-old. He's really good on the cans. And then my little guy, who's 7, he plays drums too. I'm trying to get Joe interested in playing guitar, but you know, I think that'll all come with time, you know.
Yeah, and one of the daughters maybe you can get to sing. So
you know, I don't want to turn into Joe Jackson. You know, I'd love to beat these kids to death and try to get them to play their best, but you know, I don't want to do that. But I like to see them play music. It'd be, and my daughter's a great little singer. She really is.
So there you go. You do have it. You have the whole band all ready to go.
Yeah, I would say so. You know,
money in the bank, they say.
Yeah, well, you know, it would be a lot of fun if we get them all happening. We'll see what happens. But
now I got to talk to you because I've never spoken to you before, and our audience hadn't heard you before in terms of an interview. So had a ton of hits, and you were originally called Ed Mahoney. That's where you were born, in Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, my name is Edward Joseph Mahoney. My dad was a cop. I'm a family of five. Middle class kids, you know, grew up in Irish Catholic, grew up in Queens, New York, very close to Cyndi Lauper, and then we moved out to Long Island when I was one town away from Billy Joel. I grew up out there, and I was in a band when the Young Rascals were happening, the Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, and James Brown and Otis Redding and Aretha Franklin. And, you know, I had a lot of fun playing in rock bands back in high school. Then I went on the police department for 2 years, but you know, I tell you, Mark, my hair was getting really good in the back, you know. So I couldn't see myself in uniform for 20 years of my life. So I moved out to California, went to college, and eventually was signed by Bill Graham, the legendary rock impresario, the rock promoter that had the Fillmore East in New York and Fillmore West in California. And you know, I played with the Rolling Stones and with Fleetwood Mac and with the Steve Miller Band and everybody, you know, had a wonderful time, you know, played with the Who. And we've had a long career, and we got a lot of great people out there, you know, people that we love, you know, some pictures of Paradise, maybe Hold On, and Take Me Home Tonight, and Take Me Home Tonight, and Take Me Home
Tonight. I'm starting to completely lose you, Eddie. I can't hear you at all.
Yeah, I mean, the guy upstairs really blessed me, you know, with a lot of top 40 singles, which was really wonderful, and we sold a lot of records and had an awful lot of fun, you know, and now I got my sobriety back, so to speak, and the shows are better than ever. I quit smoking cigarettes, and we got a great website. We've been doing a lot of shows nationwide. Just the public's got a short-lived memory. You got to stay out there in front of them a long time, and we're having a lot of, you know, God bless them. I see that he actually see that like groups like Paul Revere and the Raiders are still working, for Christ's sakes.
Well, I mean, you had a ton of hits, and some of them weren't that far away from now. I mean, because you had hits for over a decade and a half.
Yeah, my last hit was in 1994. It was a song called "I'll Get By," that went top 10. That's actually when my manager died in a horrible helicopter accident. But, you know, yeah, through the 70s, maybe Old Ron was top 5 and taking home tonight. You know, we had a lot of really great songs on the radio. And I've always gotten along really well on radio. I was doing a little bit of radio myself for a while because, man, I just love playing music, you know, whether it's mine or anybody else's. It's my whole goal in life is to, you know, I just love, I love rock and roll, you know?
Yeah, I love rock and roll, too, and I love the music you're doing. I understand you're doing still about 150 shows a year?
Yeah, I wish I was really doing more, because if you think about it, you take somebody like a B.B. King, this guy's out there, he's doing like 280 shows a year, and an incredible artist in his own right, and, you know, I like to play a lot of big clubs, but then again, we get out there, we like to do a lot of big shows. We've done shows recently with Styx and REO Speedwagon and, you know, just a lot of great stuff. I've been out there working with their company and just having a lot of fun, you know?
Yeah, now you actually are off for a few days and then you go to Ohio.
Yeah, I got a show in Toledo. And I tell you, the phone's been ringing off the hook. And we got a lot of great fans in Toledo because I've been getting a lot of email and they tell me what they want to hear in the set list. And it's real excited to get out. And, you know, a lot of these European kids or people from Australia and England, you know, they cut off their right arm to be as popular as I am in the United States. Now, I'm not that really big. I do okay in Canada, but I'm not really that big in Europe or Japan or Australia anymore. I was at one time. But, you know, we're really, we do really great business in the States. And we got a lot of great American fans, well, great American rock and roll. And
We got a bunch of people in New York that listen to this show. And you'll be at the Paramount Theater in Middletown on the 26th, in Reddington, New Jersey, in the Bloomfest on the 27th, at Oyster Bay, New York, at John Burns Park on the 29th. I also know that from Massachusetts folks, who we have a lot of people listening from Mass, you'll be at the Fall River Celebration America on the 10th of August, and also at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut on the 8th of August. So,
we've got a lot of shows coming up, actually, in the New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut area. If you gotta come down and see me do songs like Shaken or Take a Little Bit or Think I'm in Love or Baby Hold On, because I use the same amplifier as I used when I actually made the records. I used the same same drum heads. And, you know, we made our records very, very live sounding. When I did a Two Tickets to Paradise, that's how I would have done the song live. So when you come down and you see the Eddie Money Show, it's a lot like you can close your eyes and you'll think you're listening to the record. I mean, I got to find some wood to knock on because I tell you, the critics have been raving about the show lately, which is really, it's a real feather on my cap, you know?
But Eddie Money is not just a singer. You've also expanded out, and of course we all saw you in Joe Dirt, playing the idol of Joe Dirt, and
yeah,
also in, you played Mimi's ex-husband, that's pretty funny, on the Drew Carey Show.
Well, I tell you, that lady that plays Mimi, she's really a great actress, and she's a heavyset lady, but she's a lot of fun, and it was a lot of fun doing it, and we did that show, King of Queens, and then I do a lot of work with Block, and you got to remember, I was on Saturday Night Live when John Pelucci and Gilda Radner was still on the show, and I co-hosted the Midnight Special with Wolfman. I was on, just a lot of great shows in the past, and, you know, I really got to thank TV and radio because Kevin James from King of Queens and people like Drew Carey, you know, they're really big Eddie Money fans, which is really great for me because they asked me if I wanted to be on the show, and I thought it was really a lot of fun to do television, you know?
Yeah. Hey, how do your family treat you with all this stuff? I mean, I assume that when you left becoming a policeman, when you left the department, some folks in the family might have said, "Hey, what are you doing? What are you trying to do?"
Oh yeah, my father was very, very distraught when I did quit New York's Finest. He was a PBA delegate. In other words, he was a delegate for the Patrolman's Association, and you know, he was a very, very proud police officer. And me, you know, at the time, I was into rock and roll, and I was growing my hair long, and he was really very disappointed with everything. But then when he found out that I was buckling down and taking my singing very serious, I learned how to play saxophone in college, and, you know, I took a lot of music theory classes. He realized how important it was to me, and he finally came around. Unfortunately, I lost my mom to cancer last summer, which was a devastating ordeal, but... she's up there in the heavens shining down on me, and I'm very happy. I've got five beautiful kids, and And I just really love playing out there live, and it's, you know, I'm putting out a new DVD soon, and, you know, I just finished doing an American Airlines commercial, and, I don't know, I'm on the show Paradise Hotel right now with my song Two Tickets to Paradise. So it's really great that, you know, I did the theme for the Quack Pack, which was a lot of fun. Hmm. These kids watched this Huey, Dewey, and Louie, you know, Donald Duck's nephews as teenagers. And for the Quack Pack, I did the Quack Pack for the Disney people. So my kids really got a big kick out of that. And, of course, I've been on The Simpsons. And, you know, it's, you know, I got to thank the guy upstairs. And I got to thank the fact that, you know, I'm not knocking down the bevies anymore. And, you know, my weight's down. And I'm just giving people a great show. You know, they all want to go back and do it all over again. And it's just great to get out there and see people's eyes light up when I do a song like a Two Tickets or a Baby Old Mine. You know, it's like a lot of great memories for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
You know,
you mentioned the cutting down on the bevs. Tell what happened that made you go on the wagon?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. You know, I didn't want my kids growing up. You know, I got a lot older. And, you know, when you're drinking a lot, it takes a lot of vitamins out of your body. It's just like smoking a lot of cigarettes. And plus, I was raising five kids. I was getting up early in the morning, driving them to school. And I not only want them to be buckled up, I want to, you know, when you start having kids, you don't want to be high behind the wheel. And, you know, I had a wife, and I wanted the fact that, you know, my mother, before she passed away, I wanted my parents to be proud of me. I mean, you know, I'm a typical kid from Long Island. It's just, you know, I mean, I see Billy Joel got himself in a bunch of trouble, and he was taking a bunch of painkillers and wrecking cars and stuff. I mean, everybody goes through their ups and downs, and I just feel lucky that, you know, that my body's really held out. My voice is in good shape. I'm not smoking cigarettes. And I, you know, basically speaking, I'm out there doing the best I can to put on the best shows I can so people have as much fun as I do. You know, and I've got to tell you, we've had a lot of great fans out there and a lot of great memories. And every night I sell shirts for the kids in the Elizabeth Glazier Pediatric AIDS Foundation. We give a certain amount of money for the kids. So I'm out there selling shirts every night, and I get a chance to talk to the fans one-on-one, and they tell me what songs they want to hear, and they want to hear Give Me Some Water, or they want to hear, like, The Big Crash, or Save a Little Room in Your Heart for Me. And, you know, it stays me tuned up and in touch with my friends out there. You know, I say that Michael Jackson's got fans. You know, Eddie Money's got friends, man. I got a lot of friends out there, all ages, that just come to the shows, and, you know, I tell everybody, hey, I got two tickets, but I'm taking everybody. Come down and do some shaking with the money.
And, of course, the Eddie Money website, eddiemoney.com, has an entire itinerary of the band on tour, and you're all over the place.
Yeah, we are. You know, I mean, it's a big, beautiful country. We get out there, we get a chance to see it. I take my kids out on the road with me. They get a chance to see Chicago. They've been to Mount Rushmore. You know, they've seen the Mississippi River. I mean, it's great. They go to Massachusetts, and it's just great to have the opportunity to play great rock and roll. You know, I thank God. I get on my knees every morning and I pray for my kids, and I thank God that I'm in a position that I am to just, you know, my voice is holding up. And, boy, we have a lot of fun out there, I'm telling you.
Are you going overseas at all to play?
You know what, I tell you, we might be doing something for the Army or the Navy. We got to figure the whole thing out. I think when they got start bagging some legitimate security in Iraq, I was talking about getting over there and playing over there for the troops. And I got to tell you, it's a real compliment. I did a show, and some people heard me from the White House. So I might be doing a show, actually, for President Bush and his family. And, you know, that's surreal, you know. I'm a very patriotic person. I mean, you got to take the good with the bad. Economy's not in the world's greatest shape. But I love this country. I think it's the greatest country in the world. You know, I lost a lot of friends at 9/11 with the World Trade Center, and I really think the whole country's pulling together, and it's just, I'm proud to be an American and playing great American rock and roll, you know?
Hmm. Tell me a little bit about how you connected with Judy Davis. I know she was your vocal coach, wasn't she?
Well, Judy Davis was a great coach. She taught Barbra Streisand, the Judy Garland, Frank Sinatra, Davis Jr., the Kingston Trio, Mel Torme, Grace Slick, Steve Perry. This woman was an outrageous, outrageous voice coach. She taught me a lot about my voice, and she was a lot of fun to take from. She was very, very professional, and she said, if you take from me, you wouldn't have a note operation, and she was right. And she stressed the fact that, you know, booze is really bad for your voice, and cigarettes, and, you know, she turned you into a bit of a guru. Mm-hmm. Your body is a bit of a temple. And the better you take care of your body, the better you're going to sing. So she was a great vocal coach, and you know, I sang at her funeral. She was a she's well missed all over the rock and roll community. What a great gal she was.
Absolutely. Now you're going back on the links. Where are you? What hole are you on?
Well, actually, we just finished playing 18. We played in front of a woman's group. These women actually played way better golf than me and the kids. But we're outside of Chicago right now, and I'm going to take a ride to Toledo and do a wonderful show coming up. But I can't wait to get back to Middletown and play Massachusetts and get back to New York. And, of course, the Mohican Sun is a fantastic place for us, you know.
I hope to see you at one of these gigs.
Well, Bud, I really appreciate the phone call. Give my best to the fans, and congratulations on your success, too.
All right, thanks very much. And
okay, big guy. Talk to you soon, huh?
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.